إن الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل في قلوب الصادقين للإيمان طعما وحلاوة أحمده وأشكره كما ينبغي لجلاله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you on this holy and sanctified day, the day of Jumu'ah, to have the taqwa and the piety of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. All you who believe, fear Allah, obey Allah, have taqwa of Allah, that is due to Him, the due and the right amount of taqwa, which is to fear Allah with all of one's heart, in all of one's thinking, and in all of one's affairs. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, today I would like to talk to you about the sweetest thing in this dunya, the most precious thing that one can have in this world. And some of the Salaf as-Salih, the righteous predecessors, they said, woe to the people of the dunya. They leave this world without tasting the most precious thing, the sweetest thing in it. What is that thing? The sweetness of iman, the sweetness of the obedience to Allah, the ta'a of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in what is narrated by Imam Muslim, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. He will taste the sweetness of iman. He will taste the sweetness of iman, the one who is pleased with Allah as his Lord. رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. He is pleased with Allah as the Lord of the universe. He is content with Him. He has put all of his trust on Him. He has put all of his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of his love and obedience is to Allah azza wa jalla. Who will attain the sweetness of iman? The one who is content with Allah as the Lord of the universe. And we see in the Sahaba a good example of this. We look at Bilal ibn Rabah. May Allah be pleased with him. Where the mushrikeen torturing him in the desert, putting stones on his back, crushing him in the heat of the sun. And he's saying, Ahadun Ahadun, Fardun Samad. Allah is one. Allah is one. He is the one who sustains this universe. And then they said, will you give up? Will you worship Lat and Uzza? Will stop this torture? He said later on, if I knew a word that would make them more angry, I would have said it. He wanted to show them his faith in Allah, his tawheed, his attachment to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He would not give it up. They tortured his body. They tortured him. But the iman had penetrated his heart. The tawheed of Allah had reached deep into his heart. They could torture his body, but they cannot torture his heart and his iman. They cannot take it out of his heart. Bilal ibn Rabah, the great muadhin of Islam, the one who went out on the earth to spread the religion. This is what happens when one tastes the sweetness of iman, when one tastes the halawa of iman. So man radiya billahi rabba, the one who is content with Allah, who has the tawheed, the love, his trust, all of his love in his heart is for Allah alone. And then the one who loves the messenger, وَرَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا. And he loved Islam as his religion. In the deena عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Islam. There is no other religion on earth that is haq except Islam. So the one who knows that, who holds on to Islam as the religion of haq, the religion of tawheed, all of the anbiya brought Islam. From Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nuh, down to Musa and Isa alayhi salam, they came with the same religion, with the tawheed of Allah azza wa jalla. So he holds on to Islam as his religion. وَرَضِيَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَرَضِيَ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. And he's satisfied with the Prophet and his Sunnah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sunnah is enough for us. We don't need to add anything new to the religion. We don't need to go and have new ways of ibadah. رَضِيَ means we're content with the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It means we leave what we love for what the Messenger loved, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is what it means to have the radiyah, the contentment with the Messenger of Allah as our Prophet. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was teaching us, will lead us to taste the sweetness of Iman. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ ذَاقَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Three things, whoever has them, then he will taste the sweetness of faith. The sweetness of Iman. What are they? He said, أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ مَا سِوَاهُمَا. Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to Him than anything else in the world. Anything else. All of the riches in the world, the palaces, if they were brought before you, if you had to give it, if you had a choice between that and Allah, you would choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first condition. And then he said, وَأَنْ يُحِبُّ الْمَرْأَ الْمَرْءُ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. To have his love for others only for the sake of Allah. To love another only for Allah. His brotherhood in Islam, his friendship is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love one another. What brought us here in this masjid? The tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we came together in this blessed masjid, inshaAllah ta'ala. And the final condition, وَأَنْ يُكْرِهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يُكْرِهُ أَنْ يُقْذِفَ فِي النَّارِ. And he fears being thrown into a fire. He fears returning to the kufr, to disbelief, like one fears being thrown into a fire. May Allah save us from the fire, the hellfire. So having this fear in one's heart of going back to the days of kufr, or going away from the tawheed of Allah, having that true fear in one's heart is one of the conditions for the sweetness of Iman. And the sweetness of Iman, my beloved brothers, sisters in Islam, it is what the ulama describe as an expansion of the chest. If Allah loves good for a person, He expands his chest to the religion. One finds the sweetness of Iman in his heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes this in the Quran. If Allah wishes to guide a person, as if He expanded His chest so that the guidance of Allah can come to his heart. This is the ta'am, the sweetness of Iman. It is a happiness that one feels. And one of the ulama, his name, Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, he was taken to a prison because of teaching the truth. He was locked up in a castle in Damascus, a very barren fortress that I've seen. And he was left there alone. And when he entered this prison, he was filled with happiness. He said, what can my enemies do to me? I have my garden and my paradise in my chest. If they lock me up in jail, then this is khalwa. This is time alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they send me out in the land, then it's siyah. It's traveling for the sake of Allah. And if they take my life, then it's shahada fi sabilillah. So he said, my garden is in my chest. This is what happens when one relies completely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He puts all of his trust in Allah azza wa jalla. And so day and night he is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded us to inculcate this contentment with Allah in our hearts by saying, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. He commanded us to repeat this over and over so that we fulfill this contentment. We become contented with the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Also, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, you heard of Yasir, Ammar ibn Yasir and his mother Sumayya. They came, they tortured Ammar, and they took his mother and they stabbed her with a spear, but she would not give up her faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She would not give up the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is when one has tasted the sweetness of Iman. They say that the believers, the mu'min, he finds in his sajda to Allah, in his worship of Allah, in the sajda at night, the sweetness, the deliciousness that others find in drinking khamr. Some people, they find enjoyment in drinking alcohol. But the believer who has this connection with Allah, he finds that in his sajda. He finds that in his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, attaining this sweetness of iman, it has a price. It's not simply by the words, by saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but it has a price. The price of that is leaving sins. Leaving sins. The Prophet ﷺ said in what was narrated by Hakim that the look at a forbidden woman is an arrow that is poisoned by the shaitan. Whoever leaves it, Allah will replace that with the sweetness of faith in his heart. Leaving the looking at haram. And you all know the fitna that is out there. For a man or a woman, Allah says to the believers, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. He says to the women, يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. If whatever you leave the sins for the sake of Allah, He will put the pleasure, the sweetness of iman in your heart. And also you know the words of Imam Shafi'i, once he had difficulty remembering, and he went to his Shaykh Waqi', and he said, oh Shaykh, I can't remember things, and I think I looked at the ankle of a woman and that caused me to forget my knowledge. So he says in his verse of poem, Shakawtu ila waqi'i su'a hifli. I complained to my Shaykh about my bad memory. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَى تَرْكُ الْمَعَاصِي. So he said, leave the sins, even such a small sin. وَقَالَ إِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ. And he said, knowledge is light from Allah. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَى لِعَاصِي. And the light of Allah will not be given to a sinner, person who has sinned. So even such a small sin had an effect on the knowledge of Imam Shafi'i. May Allah be pleased with him. Also, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in order for us to attain the sweetness of faith, when our personal interests come in conflict with the religion of Allah, then which one do we give priority to? We have to give priority to the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we love something, but we know it's haram, we have to give it up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the price of attaining the sweetness of iman. Whenever your love or my love comes in conflict with what Allah commanded, a person might love looking at haram, but then Allah says, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Lower your gaze. So what does he do? He lowers, he humbles himself to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then he attains the sweetness of iman. Also, to love a brother only for the sake of Allah. This is one of the conditions the Prophet mentioned. يُحِبُّ الْمَرَى لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. What does this mean? This means that our brotherhood, why we come together, it's not on the basis of the color of our skin, or our nationality, or our language. The basis of what brings us together is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. It is the believers who are true brothers. We see that in the time of the Sahaba, once sometimes a brother who was a believer, he would fight against his own blood brother. Because the brotherhood of a blood is not as strong as the brotherhood of aqidah. Our aqidah ties us together. And this is part of the condition of bringing us to have the sweetness of iman. To love one another only for Allah. To love one another only for Allah Azza wa Jalla. For nothing else. The race, it doesn't matter. The color of our skin, the language, it doesn't matter. What brings us together is our aqidah in Allah Azza wa Jalla. And also, the final condition the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. To fear going back to kufr, like one fears going into a fire. One sees a fire, you see the heat of it, he runs in the other direction. But what about those things that will lead us back to kufr? Those friends that will take us down the wrong path. That environment where evil is being done. Watching those programs that incite our passions and our shahwa. Those are things that will lead us bound down to the path of kufr. So to run away from those things like one runs from a fire. This is what real iman is. Iman is not praising Allah when it's good for us. Iman is not coming to the masjid when we feel when it's enjoyable, but when it's hard, it's difficult, we don't come. When it's difficult to pray, we don't pray. But when it's enjoyable, when it's come easy, then we make salah. This is what Allah mentions. There's from the people, يَعْبُدُونَ Allah عَلَى حَرْفٍ. They are so shaky in their faith. They believe sometimes, sometimes they don't believe. This is not the faith of a true believer in Allah. His iman is firm, penetrated into his heart. And once the Prophet ﷺ was sitting in the shade of the Kaaba, and some of the Sahaba, they came to him. They said, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you call on Allah to punish the mushrikeen, to curse them? And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, you are too hasty. You are being too hasty. There were people before you. They were buried in the ground and cut in half with a saw. And they wouldn't give up their iman. They raked the skins off their arms with iron combs. And they didn't give up their tawheed. La ilaha illallah. He said, you're being hasty. But by Allah, Allah will complete His religion. Allah will complete this affair such that a woman will walk from Hadramaut, from Sana'a to Hadramaut, and not fear anything but the wolves in the street. Meaning that Islam would spread all over, and the justice of Islam would cover the earth. And it came true. But they had to have patience. They had to have sabr to hold on to the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a person who has the faith in Allah, the one who tastes the sweetness of iman, his whole life will change. He won't be, his heart will not be attached to the material, seeking his risk from material things, but will be attached to the giver of risk. His heart will be attached to Allah Azza wa Jal. We raise our hands to Allah, He can send down His risk to any person at any time. He's the Razzaq. Do we believe in the sifa of Razzaq? Do we believe that Allah is the Razzaq, the provider? This is, if we have this faith, all of our worries will go away from us. The stresses will go away. Person who's connected to Allah, he's not dependent on the worldly things. He becomes dependent on Allah Azza wa Jal. I ask Allah to show us the truth and help us to follow it, and show us falsehood and help us to stay away from it. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My beloved and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, part of the sweetness of iman, sweetness of faith, it can only be attained by following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by following his akhlaq, by following his character, following exactly in the footsteps that he walked. And we see part of his akhlaq was to keep his trust and amana, to keep the covenants that he had with people, and to obey the authority that has been put in place for the believers. When a Muslim goes to a non-Muslim land, part of that akhlaq is to obey the laws of that land. Part of the rulings of Islam, according to all of the ulama of sharia, that when a person enters a land, he has to follow the rulings of that land and obey the law. This is from the akhlaq of a believer. This is from the righteous character of a believer. He's not a khain. He doesn't betray others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one can ever say he betrayed a covenant, because he was the most honest and upright and just. And this is part of the sifat of a believer. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I leave you with a few words of the Salihin, our Salaf al-Salih. One of them, he said, if it wasn't for the Qiyam al-Layl, the prayer at night, those few moments that I share at night, the last third of the night when Allah descends from the heaven and He answers the call of the believer. If it wasn't for the Qiyam al-Layl and the prayer in the Jama'ah, praying with my brothers, then I would not want anything else from this world. I wouldn't want to remain here. There is a sweetness of praying at night, my beloved brothers, sisters in Islam. Waking up at night and to worship Allah, it is the sweetest experience one can have in this world. Also another one, he said, another of the righteous ulama, he said, يَجِدْ فِي قَلْبِهِ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. This is Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him. He said that one finds with the dhikr of Allah what will fill his heart in all of the world and what is in it could not fill that space in his heart. There's an emptiness in one's heart. One feels emptiness without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ ذَاهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبِ. Isn't it with the remembrance of Allah that the hearts attain tranquility, they attain easiness? Otherwise a person is always attached to the dunya, chasing after the worldly means. But when he attaches to the Lord of the heavens and the earth, then he knows, he finds comfort in his life, he finds easiness in his life. Also, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, after the salah, the fasting, one finds sweetness in his soul. And in reading the Qur'an, listening to the tilawa of the Qur'an, doesn't one find sweetness in the recitation of the Qur'an? My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the other words of Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, when they put him in prison, he said that there's a garden in this world, a paradise in this world. Whoever does not enter it will not enter the paradise of the Akhirah. What is that paradise, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam? It is the paradise of worship, of ubudiyyah to Allah, fulfilling the destiny for which we have been created. That is what the paradise is. Ubudiyyah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُمْ جِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create jinn and mankind except to worship me. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to fulfill ubudiyyah to Him and give us the sweetness of iman and to guide us. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtimaba. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim fi al-alamin innaka hamidun majid. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وألف بين قلوبنا وزدنا علما وفقها في الدين يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. عباد الله، أذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. هيا على سلا، هيا على فلا، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى تدينه. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فلعلك باخ نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا